we've hit double digits. This is session 10.
The MCAT podcast, session number 10. A collaboration between the medical school headquarters and Next Step Test Prep. The MCAT podcast is here to make sure you have the information you need to succeed on your MCAT test day. We all know that the MCAT is one of the biggest hurdles as a pre-med student, and we are here to give you the motivation and information that you need to know to help you get the score you deserve so you can one day call yourself a physician. Now, my name is Dr. Ryan Gray of the Medical School Headquarters. If you haven't checked out all of our other podcasts, go do that at mededmedia.com. That's mededmedia.com. I am joined again this week by Brian Snedeker, the Vice President for MCAT Content and Tutoring at Next Step Test Prep. Let's talk courses. I think another big question, I think I say every week that one of the biggest questions, but they seem to be all big questions. One of the biggest questions I get from students and looking, especially in the Hangout, the Medical School Headquarters Hangout, our private Facebook group, the question always comes down to, do I really need to take an MCAT course or can I self-study this? Obviously, you work for Next Step Test Prep, a company that has a course and does tutoring. So your answer might be a little biased, but I'm still interested to hear what you think about it.
Sure. And like everything, there's pros and cons, Ryan. I mean, it's self-studying is going to work great for some folks. A course is going to be a really good fit for other folks. And, you know, something like one-on-one tutoring is going to be a good fit for others. And really, you can't ever know until you get started. You've got to just learn by doing, right? You dive right into the deep end of the pool, and that's how you get going. So to figure out whether or not a course makes sense to you, the first thing you're going to do is it's really the first thing I tell everybody to do. Go take a diagnostic test. Next Step offers ours for free. In fact, we give away our diagnostic and full-length one if you sign up for one of our courses. You know, or you could go to some other company. You can find a way to take an actual diagnostic test and see where you're starting from. Because if you're one of these folks who just is naturally good at standardized tests, you know, you only need to bring your score up a few points, you know, 2, 3, 4 points, then you don't need a course, right? You don't need to spend all that time and money. You can just self-study. But if you realize,
I hate those students. I was always so mad at them.
Yeah, it's us mortals down here in the dirt have to work our way towards our grade score. Yeah, you know, but if you realize, okay, I've taken this initial thing and I'm just not where I need to be, I'm going to need much more help. You then have to decide, do I start out by self-studying? And maybe that's a good initial track for you. You know, you go to those free Khan Academy videos, you pick up a set of MCAT prep books, and you spend about a month prepping on your own and see what kind of progress you can make. And if you realize, okay, I'm not seeing what I need to see, right? It's just not coming together. Then you start thinking about getting, you know, involved in a kind of more in-depth premium level prep product like a prep course or even one-on-one tutoring. And then you could take that step and then realize, okay, the course is good, but I have enough kind of unique factors where I just really need the one-on-one attention. Then you start thinking about private tutoring. But I certainly understand it's a big commitment. It's a big commitment in terms of time, in terms of money. Courses provide an awful lot of resources. Ours do. I mean, we give students just a tidal wave of books and tests and videos and stuff. And so I could certainly understand a student wanting to say to themselves, let me just kind of dip my toe into this first before I jump entirely into the deep end. And let me start with a little bit of self-study for a few weeks and see what kind of progress I'm making.
All right, so there you have it. If you've been contemplating taking an MCAT test prep course, hopefully the information we talked about today will make your decision a little bit easier whether or not you want to do that. You should check out in the coming weeks. Next week, we're talking about one-on-one tutoring instead of courses. And then the week after that, we're going to talk about the best way that Brian says, the best way of studying for the MCAT. And it doesn't include a course. It doesn't include tutoring. And it's completely free. So stay tuned in the next couple of weeks. Subscribe to this podcast. That's the best way to stay up to date on the information that we're providing you. You can subscribe in your favorite podcast player of choice, typically in the iTunes app or the podcast app, as it's called, on the iOS devices. If you're on an Android, Google Play Music or Podcast Addicts or whatever app you use, to listen to our show. If you are listening through the website, I highly recommend taking it into an app. It has the best listening experience for you. So the best way for you to help us here at the MCAT podcast is to go share the news that we are here to help you, the pre-med student. Go tell your pre-med advisor, your classmates, your friends, your roommates, and whoever else, your parents, it doesn't matter. Go tell them about us and join us next week here at the MCAT podcast.